Time now for Extension Today on WIFM. Extension Today presented by Surrey, Wilkes, and Yadkin County Farm Bureau. North Carolina Farm Bureau has been actively promoting farm and rural issues since 1936. Now, Extension Today with Danny Hall.
This is Extension Today. I'm Danny Hall. Welcome on 100.9 WIFM. And our guest today, we're always happy to welcome this lady to our program. She's a 4-H agent for the Yadkin County Cooperative Extension Service, Melissa Stabner. Good morning to you, Melissa.
Good morning, Danny.
I hope you're doing well, and thank you for joining us.
I'm doing wonderful.
Well, there's always lots of news surrounding 4-H. I know you stay very busy with that. And 2016, obviously, is already underway. That means that things are happening. And things are going to be happening with 4-H in Yadkin County. Can we talk a little bit about that this morning?
Sure. One of the first most exciting things for not only 4-H, but Yadkin County Cooperative Extension is we will be having a new home and a new site. The Yadkin County Agricultural and Educational Building was built on the Surrey Community College Center in Yadkin County, and we are going to have the opportunity to move there along with all of the other state, county, and federal agricultural entities. We're very excited about that.
I was just going to say, I'm going to guess that you're a little bit excited about that. That's a beautiful facility there, for one thing, and I know you guys are ready to make the move, and that's going to help things, too.
It will. It will impact our program tremendously. It will have a facility where we will be able to host large events, which we have not had the capacity to do. It will have a room that will seat 350 people. So we will be able to not only host a lot of our own programs there. In addition to that, we'll be able to host some of the district and regional programs here in Yadkin County, which will be very exciting, not only for 4-H, but for the entire cooperative extension and other agricultural things that go on here in the county.
That's got to be a great shot in the arm. That's going to be a big boost all the way around. You are, Melissa, I know, busy with 4-H all year round. We sometimes talk about specific things, but can you kind of give me an overview of how 2016 is going to be with 4-H? And maybe how some folks can get involved to help the program?
4-H is a very diverse organization, as you know. We do programs out in the community in traditional club settings. We do school enrichment programs, which January through March or April is usually a very busy time for that, where I actually go into the school systems and do educational programs. One of our big focuses here in Yadkin County and the area is called the Steps to Health program. That's a program we target third graders with and try to get them understanding the importance of making healthy and wise decisions in regards to food and physical activity. That's a program that I've been doing for 6 years, and I really enjoy getting into the school systems and working with our young people and helping to educate them about that. As we continue on in the year, we have lots of other events that go on. One thing that's going to be exciting is Yadkin County 4-H will be holding our District Activity Day, which involves 20 counties from across the state. 4-H'ers coming here to do what we call presentations and public speaking and other types of competitive activities that day. That will be held June 18th, and that will be at the Yadkinville Elementary School. We're excited about having it here, and I'm always looking for volunteers to help that day. We'll have about 250 to 300 people, both 4-H'ers, adults, coming here, so we will need all of the volunteers that we can get to help make this run smoothly.
Our guest is Melissa Stabner. Melissa is the 4-H agent with the Yadkin County Cooperative Extension Service. We're talking about, 4-H, of course, and some of the great things that are planned this year. So, Melissa, if you'll just continue on, that's a some good stuff coming up.
One of the areas that we are going to try and also focus this year, one thing that some of our older youth are really in need of is the opportunity to job shadow, even if it's only for a day. Many of them are juniors and seniors in high school, and even starting out in their freshman year, they're thinking about what their careers may be, and they need the opportunity to gain some hands-on experience or just spend the day with a professional to see if it's something they're interested in. The summertime is a great time to do the job shadowing before they start their junior or senior year of high school, and so we are looking for professionals in all different aspects of business and industry, willing to have one of our 4-H'ers have an opportunity to shadow for maybe a day, maybe a week if it was able to be worked out. And this really does help our young people gain that hands-on perspective and really get into the business and see what it's like so that they can make really good choices in the future as to their education and what career path they may want to go down.
I'd never thought of that as one of the ways to help the 4-H program, but that's really brilliant. That's because you never know what somebody might have in mind and then what might grab their attention when they're just get immersed in it, like you say, even if it's just for a day or so.
Another area that we're always looking for volunteers is during the summer, just to provide opportunities for diverse programming. You know, if you have knowledge and expertise or subject matter or cultural knowledge, it's the opportunity to do workshops with our young people to expose them to, again, different opportunities and different cultural things that they may not have the opportunity to do. We're always looking to broaden our 4-H'ers experiences, and the best way to do that is gaining hands-on experience or shared knowledge through volunteers and adults.
Melissa, let's talk about how people can become involved. I mean, obviously in many different ways, but technically, specifically, what do they need to do if they want to become a volunteer for 4-H?
Of course, all of our volunteers, if they are just on a limited time, are called episodic. They have a simple application to fill out. Mm-hmm. They would maybe come for a day and do a program whereby I would be also there involved in the program, just overseeing and making sure things go smoothly. It's just a one-page application. For those volunteers that really want to spend some time working with our program, there mm-hmm. is a more entailed application, and we do background check all of our volunteers. So if they are going to do more than maybe a one-day opportunity or a two-day opportunity, they would have to go through the entire process.
Remind me again, Melissa, the ages of 4-H'ers.
4-H'ers are age 5 through 18, and primarily we're looking for programs. As I said, the volunteers can do anything, any age, but we always have a hard time finding programs for our younger 4-H'ers to do.
Okay.
Our older youth have the opportunity to be involved in a lot of different type of programs, but sometimes that 5 to 10-year-olds, they don't have the opportunity in the summertime to really experience a lot of different things. So we try to gear some of our programs to them so they get the opportunity to learn about other things.
Sure. Now, the first step, if someone is interested in volunteering, want to help out with 4-H, the first step would be to contact you. Is that right?
That is correct. They can contact myself, Melissa Stabner, here at the Yadkin County Cooperative Extension Center. And the number is 336-679-2061, or they can contact me by email, and that's mjsstabner@ncsu.edu.
It sounds like another very busy year for 4-H in Yadkin County, and I know you're excited about it, and obviously you're very excited about the move to the new offices. Now, is there a date on that specifically?
They're targeting the first part of May to actually move. The building is supposed to be completed by the middle of April, and I've already started weeding through some of the 40 years of accumulated things here in the office, and as I said, we're all very excited here in Cooperative Extension to have that opportunity to have such a wonderful facility here in Yadkin County.
It certainly is. Melissa Stabner, it's always a pleasure to chat with you. I know you're a busy lady, so I appreciate it, and best of luck to you this year with 4-H. It sounds like it's going to be a great year, and we appreciate you visiting with us today.
Okay, thank you.
Our guest today, Melissa Stabner, 4-H agent with the Yadkin County Cooperative Extension Service. Folks, thanks for joining us for Extension Today here on WIFM.
Extension Today on WIFM, presented by Surrey, Wilkes, and Yadkin County Farm Bureau. Join us again next time for Extension Today on WIFM.